Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You know, it feels like the Texans have been off for a very, very long time. Is this all of a sudden a season-defining game, John Lopez?
Yeah, doesn't it seem like they've been off for a month?
15 days between games.
It feels like, it only feels like a month, I guess, because I guess what really did it, and I didn't, in a shocker, I didn't like go fishing or anything this weekend. I was just around the house and doing stuff. I know, it's shocking. So I was just like kind of twiddling my thumbs, man. I was just kind of like watching, you know, doing some chores around the house, watching football. And then I get to today, I'm like, damn, they still haven't played.
No, they have not. Like, we're still previewing the game. We've been previewing this game for about 17 weeks is what it feels like. At some point, I honestly was like, is there more to unearth in this game? And there is,
to be fair.
We'll go through some of that as we go through the day today. Us, obviously the drive, Ron and Clint will go through some stuff. And then, of course, the countdown, Texas countdown will get going at 6 p.m. today as well. But man, it's just like, whew.
Yeah.
We have been waiting all day for this. But no, after all of this, it is worth remembering this game matters so much
in this season. In a weird way, it almost, you say, is it going to be a season defining game? You know, you know how I feel about like must win and all that. But season defining is a different topic because let's look at, you know, this month that they've been off that it feels like. More time to prepare, rested, presumably healthy, although there is a big,
not how that goes.
There is a big, but in terms of Christian Kirk, you know, you should be, you know, you've got it all lined up just perfectly for you to get this win.
Perfectly?
At
least to be as prepared.
Be as prepared as you can to get a win here. But I was talking about, you know, this weekend, and we have a lot of football to talk about. That Colts game changed the dynamic even more for me. The Colts, I'm sorry, all you people like, yeah, they haven't played anybody or they haven't done this or that. They're 5-1. They are legit. They are, if you lose, this is another reason that it's season defining. If you lose, you're damn near playing for the wild card. If you really think about it.
I'm sorry, what did you say the Colts are?
5-1.
Sorry, sir.
That's right.
That win took them to 6-1, brother.
6-1.
So if you lose this game, you are a full, or you're like 3.5 games back.
Yeah.
Of the Colts. Like at that point, you stop talking about AFC South, I think, in a real way, unless miracles start happening.
So you agree? It could be a season defining game.
100%.
Right.
Without question. Yeah. Right. Like you were in a hole. Mm-hmm. We know this about this team. 0-3 is, if no other, like, I don't think that there's anything else that you could look at 0-3 as and try to describe it as a hole. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is, can you claw yourself out of that? And you've done a little bit of a good job. You've done a good job. I'll give him that 100%. of digging your way out to a certain level, that final step is a big one up onto solid ground. And it is because you were on the road in an adverse environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that stops you from stepping on solid ground is a very good Seattle Seahawks defense,
mm-hmm.
a very good deep passing offense, and a late time start, like late body clock game. I know, although, you know, Clinn and ND were like, that's not as much of a deal as we on the outside would look. But it's like you start stacking things. And that's why I go, it's set up for you well when you talk about, you know, giving yourself maximum time to be healthy, physically rested,
mm-hmm.
and prepared. But there's other things on the other side that are absolutely really tough in this game. But this is the one that tests your mettle, right? As far as mm-hmm. since we have seen this offense start putting something on tape, since we've seen the defense kind of tighten up from the big plays that they were kind of, the explosives that would let out the pressure on what their defense was, this is the test, right? It wasn't going to be the Titans. It wasn't going to be the Ravens. This is the test.
This is the test. And tell me if you realize this, because frankly, again, just being honest, I didn't realize this until last night. I was looking after the Colts win. I was looking at what the Texans have coming up. Not only are they 6-1, and you have a chance if you don't win to go 2-4. Now, if you're 3-3, we're good. You know, we're better.
you are back out of the hole.
Yeah.
Like literally, you're at .500. Now you have an opportunity to grind, especially.
And you play two games against them.
That is fair, right? You have an opportunity to try and claw back. But you look at, and of course, we will continue to talk about the entirety of the NFL. It is, we'll do some Reaction Monday type things. I keep looking at any team that you start getting a feel for they're good. And then here they come mm-hmm. showing you their ass, right?
Yeah. Or vice versa.
There's a lot of room for you mm-hmm. to remain within the larger group of teams that are just kind of sitting there right at the watermark of sorts in mm-hmm. the AFC. So this gives you an opportunity to try and stay with the pack, but you got to get over a pretty damn solid Seattle Seahawks.
But tell me if you realize this. So they're 6-1. You could go 2-4. Starting tonight, the Texans play six games in 31 days. I didn't realize that, because after tonight, they have a short week, going into Sunday's game against the Niners. And then they have a Thursday game, November 20th, against the Bills. They play six games in 31 days, in a month, basically. That, if you're 2-4, that changes things in a bad way.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
They play tonight. Obviously, October 20th. Then Niners, the 26th, on a short week. Broncos, Jaguars at Titans. Bills at home on a Thursday night. Six games short in 31 week. Days.
That is a short week for the Texans.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah.
These things, there's challenges that will come mm-hmm. on this schedule. And I know yesterday, Friday, I was looking at it and saying there's a lot of winnable on this, mm-hmm. but
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The pressure of the games change a little bit if you are, again, trying to claw and clamor from a, you know, a situation further behind the pack. Like, this one is a big one, both on the field and off, and you'd be lying to try and convince yourself otherwise. Now, sometimes it's okay to lie to yourself. I understand that sometimes you got to get yourself into the mindset and try and go win. Like, that's one of the biggest things that we learn from the shutdown times is that we was all watching The Last Dance together and people were like, oh, so you have to be a psychopath in order to be good at basketball. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but I understand sometimes you got to delude yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you got to tell yourself that somebody said something that they didn't in order to get yourself in the place where you need to be. And maybe you look at this and you go, nah, I'm not worried about the Seahawks. I will say that I'm worried, right? From the 8-3-2, y'all sound worried, man. F that, we leaving with a dub. What makes you so confident, Texter? And I'm not here to be a jerk. Yeah. I really do want to know. 713-572, in addition to asking what your plan of attack is on this game to make sure that you're up and alert for it, what makes you confident in this game? Because, look, I go in with a defense that I like quite a bit. I think that they should fare well. However, the team that you're going up against is going to test you on the ability to stop the deep ball and to stay disciplined and not get got by play action.
Right.
I believe that they're capable of doing that. And so I feel good about that. Offensively, though, this is a team that's going to test the weakness that has been in that I'm not sure if you've completely exercised the demons of in the offensive line, and particularly the interior. This team is set up to test that. If that's breaking down, if that foundational piece is breaking down, I haven't seen enough from this offense to know that they're going to mitigate those and overcome those circumstances. I can't, in good conscience, tell you that I'm super confident about it. I think you have a chance, which is all you really need going into a game.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be in here like, yeah, they're definitely walking out of Seattle with a win.
No, you absolutely. That's why I've been saying it's kind of a season-defining game. There are some scary things out there, and we've talked about a couple of them, the six games in 31 days after this, the fact that you are traveling across the country against a good team, not a team like the Ravens were or the Titans were, et cetera. There are some other things that obviously should, give you pause, and that is, Christian Kirk, hamstring again, coming off of the big 15-day break. And there's also the factor of what the other teams in the AFC did over the weekend. We talked about the Colts. Hell, that Broncos comeback, that miraculous Broncos comeback, that was the last thing the Texans needed. That was absolutely the last thing that the Texans needed. Now, let's talk about how it could be season-defining in a good way, and you just touched on it. This is a legit, there is no question, this is one of the better teams in the NFC, the better teams in the NFL. You go into Seattle against that defense, and CJ Stroud keeps on keeping on what he started, well, then we're feeling pretty good about no matter what the Colts are doing, and other things. If you go in and you are productive offensively with not just CJ Stroud, but with Nico getting back on track and or reaching his level and some of these other guys that are playing in place of Christian Kirk, then we're talking about, all right, we feel real good. Run game. Woody Marks had a couple of weeks off. He's been a bigger part of the run game. That's why I said it's season defining. Season defining doesn't mean all bad. It means if it happens and you get this thing done, then, as you say, we're cooking with grease.
100%. Yeah. Like, again, I'm with you on the season defining being good. The whole idea of a test is if you fail it, obviously you can feel poorly about it. But if you pass it, here we go, right? You're off to the races. And I think there's definitely, in the same way that those challenges that Seattle poses are there, if you manage to navigate them, especially with some of the places that we're talking about, they probably bode well for the toughness of the schedule that exists in front of you, right? Like, if you do manage to handle big Murphy on a defensive line in the middle of that, if you could hold up, well, then you're looking even more with googly eyes at the Ed Ingram and Jake Andrews
yeah.
and Juice Scruggs interior. Now you're very much looking at your guy Cole Popovich and saying, I see you, big dog. I see you putting the technique down and making sure that these guys can handle it, right? You're looking at Nick Caley and saying, okay, you've handled
That's big.
You've handled these circumstances mm-hmm. as a first-time offensive coordinator. You've shown that you can go into this adverse situation and be able to make it work. And, of course, you look at the pairing of D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke, and you go, here you go once again, mm-hmm. putting up a defense that can stop a team from doing something that they excel at. And then, obviously, for D'Amico, here you go, winning yet another big game for this team, right? Like, there's obviously a lot of gold stars that are sitting on the teacher's desk waiting to be handed out. That's kind of the beauty of a game like this. Like, you want big games, right? As much as I can come in with a little bit of nerves, these are the games that you'd rather have, I think.
Let me put a little twist on a text that the 281 sent. He or she said, Super Bowl aspirations are over if they lose. Let me add something to that. Are they alive if they win? Because I think you can make a case for both. Super Bowl aspirations over if they lose. We said it. You're probably fighting for a wild card. The wild card route has not been good to the Houston Texans. It's just not been good. But if you win, you go into Seattle. And I think they're one of the better teams in the league. I really do. Well, they have been. And you win that game, and you're 3-3, and you're back in the hunt, not just for the wild card, but for the division. And clearly, if you win this game, your offense will have done something, and your defense will have done what it's been doing. Would you agree with that? They're over if you lose, but they're still kicking if you win?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I would want to, kind of pull my eyes down a little bit, mm-hmm. even if they win, because qualitatively, I'll need to see some things if you want to see about going and playing. But again, we talk about the landscape, and I know D'Amico might not be looking at it, but we sure as hell are.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the landscape, and there's not very many teams that you go bona fide, looking like any get like on every rather occasion that you put them out there that they're going to give you the greatest game. So start giving me more and more data points, Houston mm-hmm. Texans, that you can match up on any given day to that high level of play. Mm-hmm. And now, yeah, I could maybe convince myself to do that. Again, somebody texted in again, 713-572-4610 to our text line. Let us know, various things we are asking about. How are you attacking this game day? That's got you, waiting for 9 PM for a kickoff. But I did ask, and I want to pay this off. I did ask what makes you so confident, in the potential for a win tonight, because I don't know that I'm necessarily there per se. Someone brought up one of the things that we've talked about, mm-hmm. the Seattle's home record, right? They haven't won games at home. And it's a weird thing. I don't know necessarily what you point to there.
Mm-hmm.
I think our guy Luke Morrow, when he was sitting in for Sean last week, made mention of the idea that, hey man, sometimes, or was it with Sean? Regardless, sometimes it seems like they just have easier games on the road. Like the schedule's kind of just
maybe
worked out for mm-hmm. them in a certain way, but whatever it is, can you tap into that as a Texas team? I see what you're doing there with that. But some other people talking about how they're going to go about this. Some people are like, I just took the day off. I took the day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, some people are like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm just going to power through and then figure it out on the back end of it. I don't think we have the
It's a work from home day.
Maybe that's what
it's
it is.
It's a Zoom day.
Or a late start. Just yeah. let everybody know. You're yeah. not going to see me till about 10, 12, maybe. I'm just not going to show up just yet. Somebody said, as a beer delivery driver that normally gets to work at 6:30, I'm just glad Tuesday route is light because I'll watch this whole game live.
Wow. Atta baby.
And some people apparently just raw dogging it. Just, hey, I'm going to watch all the game. I'm going to get as much sleep as I can get, and I'm going to wake up and just go do the job. From the 713, even JJ said during the broadcast talking about the Colts that they're legit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's 281 agrees. Season-defining game, must win. They even went to a place where they go, CJ coronation game.
Well, I mean, it's that would make it even better if there is a coronation game for CJ. And that's truly one of the things that is going to be the focal point, not just for us, but around the country, whether it's real or not for him.
Excited for this game. Right. Again, I expressed some of the nerves in there, but I think there's nothing but excitement with a game that has
mm-hmm.
this level of status, this level of quality. And it's an island game. Now, it's going to be a little bit less of an island game because I imagine a good amount of people are like, hey, I'm not involved here. I'm going to sleep. But regardless.
Tell me about the island.
Right. Very, very fun one that should be happening tonight at 9. You'll hear that right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. All right. We're just getting going on this Texans game day Monday. Coming up next, let's go around the AFC South because we did have the full slate of games on Sunday. What did the remainder of the AFC South look like? You already know the Colts won. Let's talk about some of the things that happened in those games next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.